Alright, let's take a look at this handout entitled DRIP, Dividend Reinvestment Plan. Folks, I'm a big fan of dividend reinvestment plans. Why? Because they allow you to earn compounded rates of returns on your stock. What does that mean? Well, normally when you buy shares of a company in your brokerage account, when you receive dividends from the company, those dividends are sent to you in the form of cash. They go into your account in the form of cash. But if you have a dividend reinvestment plan, those dividends are reinvested in that stock. It works like a mutual fund, just like a mutual fund, where the dividends in your mutual fund, the capital gains in your mutual fund, are reinvested in more shares of the mutual fund. The dividends from your stock are reinvested in more shares of stock. Now, you deal normally, traditionally, with the individual company. So in this case, it's Sempra. Sempra Energy, the parent company for San Diego Gas and Electric, the company, one of the biggest companies based in San Diego. And this was a investment club that I belonged to, Cockatoo Grove, which, by the way, is the name of the area of Southwestern College before it was Southwestern College, before it was East Chula Vista. It was called, 50, 60 years ago, more than that, Cockatoo Grove. And in fact, you can still see it on some of the web-based maps. You'll see Cockatoo Grove, and people go, huh, what's that? Well, many companies, many larger companies will allow you to buy their shares and create a dividend reinvestment plan. Now, SDG&E, Sempra, is one of them. Do they actually do all the paperwork? No. They contract out with a company that used to be called Equiserve. There's the website. You can still use that website. It'll take you to the new company. I think it's called CompuShare or something. CompuShare, I think it's the name of the new company. And here's how it works. We started off at the beginning of 2003 with 36.099 shares. You see, they break it down into thousands of shares like a mutual fund. And on the 15th of January, we received $9.02 of dividends. Now, instead of getting that money in cash, we received it in shares. The current price of Sempra was $24.53 at the time. And so we received 0.368 shares. You know, it's not much, but hey, it compounds over time. So the next time they gave a dividend, dividends are normally paid quarterly, was in April 15th, and then we received $9.12, a little bit more, right, because we have more shares of dividends. The share price was a little higher, 26.23, so we received 0.348 shares of Sempra. So instead of getting the cash, we're getting more shares, and we're not having to pay any commissions. You'll see where it says fees and or commissions. Well, it's empty, right? Well, every once in a while, depending on the fees, there might be 9 cents or 5 cents. Because SDG&E wants you to buy their shares. That's why they're having this service, and so they only charge you when they need to. They do minuscule charges. Pretty neat. Now, do you still have to pay taxes on these? Oh yeah, right. They were received in lieu of cash, but the IRS still considers it income. So you still have to pay taxes on it. Well, not if it's in a retirement account, right? That we'll talk about retirement accounts a little bit at the end of the semester. But, yeah, you still have to pay taxes, but you get the money in the form of shares. So it allows you to have fully compounded rate of return from your stocks. Now, what's the downside? Well, if you had 10 or 18 or whatever these stocks and these dividend reinvestment plans, you'd be getting all these, everyone has their own statement, so it can be a bit of a nuisance when you have to keep track of all these statements and everything. But there are companies that will do your dividend reinvestment plans in a single account for you, and I think betterinvesting.org is one of them that charges $10 a month. which is, you know, pretty darn cheap, folks. And there's another company, I think, called ShareBuilder that charges you $2 per transaction, which, again, it's not that much money. It really is not that much money. And there are others. There are others. So what do you think? You like dividend reinvestment plans? The major brokerage firms and even the smaller ones have not, you know, this hasn't been lost on them. They now have dividend reinvestment plans, but they charge, I think, substantially more than $10 a month for that service. I forget exactly how much it is. It might be a yearly fee. Okay, so check it out. Dividend reinvestment plans, a very cool way to own stocks, very low cost, and allow you to earn fully compounded rates of return on your stock investments. No, but it, of course, if you needed the cash, if you're relying on the dividends for cash, then you're not interested in this. You're going to be living off the dividends. But that's not most people. That's usually people once you've retired and you've built up a large portfolio of stocks, then you might say, well, you know what, I need the cash in the form of dividends. And the same thing is true for your mutual funds, too. All right, great. Questions, send them to the discussion forum, the steakhouse. Send them to me, talk to your other students. See ya.